I talked about this a little bit earlier, and I gave you a little tease, and I said that Madison County, Illinois, that's right across the river, and I live in Madison County, Edwardsville, Glen Carbon, Maryville, most of Collinsville, I think Alton is in. James Futrell is a county board member. James, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm happy to do it. Am I right in all the towns I listed being in Madison County?
You are.
And it goes up to, like, the most northeastern is kind of close to Hamel area, and then it starts meeting up these other counties.
All the way up to Highland, Collinsville. Included.
Yeah. So it's a lot of the St. Louis Metro East. And you are a member of the Madison County Board, and there's this article out. I have it in the Telegraph right now, and it's a pro Second Amendment referendum that could potentially find its way on the ballot for county voters to vote in. Tell us what it means if Madison County becomes a sanctuary county for gun owners.
Well, first of all, let me say, Annie, my vote would be for peanut M&Ms.
Peanut M&Ms.
Yeah, that a boy.
We will
love it.
We will reach out to other county board members.
Twitter poll is up at Tony Colombo.
Referendum on the ballot too.
Yeah, I love it. At Tony Colombo 971, the Twitter poll is up. Go vote at Tony Colombo 971.
I'm going to ask Erica Harris and see what she has to say. Anyway,
the sanctuary county referendum is been a popular trend. I would say actually, what happened in 2008, Macon County had actually passed a similar resolution, and then this year, a couple months ago, a few months ago, Effingham decided they were going to become a sanctuary county for law-abiding gun owners.
Mm-hmm.
And me and a few other members of the county were discussing this and said, you know what? This is an important issue. It's actually the number two issue among the voters in Madison County.
Yeah.
And so we thought it was important to have their voice represented. And we went about the resolution a little bit different. We decided to put it on the ballot as an advisory question, advisory referendum.
So what is that? What does it mean to make it an advisory referendum?
Well, what it does, it takes advantage of the beauty of local government, okay? So many times we find ourselves saying, man, I wish we could vote on an issue, you know, that the federal legislators are talking about it. You know, let's vote on that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't. We vote for candidates. They go into office, and that's the final say. Okay, Madison County. I and so many other my colleagues. My goodness, I've had so much help. I appreciate all the help, and all of you know who you are who's listening right now. I appreciate it. We decided to say, you know what? Let's let the voter either show their support or opposition to whether or not we're going to be a sanctuary county for law-abiding gun owners.
Right.
In the event, as the question states, in the event the Illinois General Assembly infringes upon our rights. And so that's what we decided to do.
So what are some of the... So Deerfield, Illinois is one that has been certainly in the news lately. They've got like a gun confiscation thing going on there. It's pretty shocking to see what they are willing to do there. And the state of Illinois as a whole is not a friendly state. What does this mean? If you're a Madison County resident, if you're in Madison County and you have, and you're a gun owner, you got your FOID card, because in Illinois you have to have a FOID card in order to purchase ammunition and travel with your weapons or whatever it might be. What does that mean for that person in Madison County if they are then in the county and it is a sanctuary county for gun owners?
Well, let me address the first part of your statement there. It's only surprising. What Deerfield did is only surprising if you're not an Illinois resident. If you're a Missouri resident, if you're, you know, Alabama resident, if you're a Montana resident, Indiana resident, that is unbelievably shocking. To you and I, Annie, that is not shocking. we are constantly bombarded. Well, Illinois residents are constantly bombarded with, you know,
yeah,
legislation infringing upon our constitutional rights.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate.
It is very unfortunate.
What this resolution means to the residents of Madison County is that it lets their voice be heard. It's not the board shoving something down their throat. or pushing anything that's crazy. It gives them the final say. And like my Democrat colleague mentioned the other day in the Government Relations Committee, I am bothered. I, too, am bothered about what Deerfield has done and what other cities and counties are doing around the nation.
I think I'm reading the Telegraph article right here, and it says that it went out of committee 4-2 in favor of the resolution. Here are some of the things that the Telegraph says were said in opposition to it. One of them was a professor from SIUE who says, "We are a nation of laws, and it is not in our purview." And he brought his son along and said his son added that he would not like to be the next one killed, which was a reference to the school shootings of late. And then they added to their opposition specific points. This is from the Telegraph, ranging from the potential legal liability and financial risk the county and or law enforcement agencies could face, the impact on domestic violence victims, and this is the kicker, and that such an effort might bring, quote, white extremists to the area. What in the world is that?
Typical far left speak, Annie, and there's nothing that we can do about it except continue to show our support for liberty, whether it's freedom of speech or whether it's the right to bear arms, whatever that is. We have got to continue the push for liberty. I think Crane was mentioning it yesterday on Dave's show.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about liberty.
Yeah. It's just a really crazy assertion that supporting gun owners, supporting the Second Amendment rights, which it lists here as a controversial right, which it's there. It's the Second Amendment. It's been around for a while.
Yeah.
To say that somehow or another, what is being done here through a 4-2 majority in committee is somehow correlated with white extremism. It's insane. It truly is.
It is. And again, it's not shocking to any Illinois resident.
That's true. Also true. Well, James Futrell, Madison County Board member, thank you for coming on. We're going to continue to watch this. So what happens next in order to get this to the ballot?
This is the resolution to put the advisory question on the ballot past committee on Monday is now going to the full county board on Wednesday. The county board will vote as to whether or not we are going to give the voter the last say. I suspect that it's going to probably pass.
All right.
I also suspect that the yes votes will be among party lines. So, that's what it's going to do. And then as soon as it passes the board on Wednesday, it's going to be on the ballot on November 6th.
Awesome. Well, after you get done voting on this, will you ask them what their favorite kind of M&Ms are? So that we can
absolutely do that.
And let us know what Madison County endorses.
I'll bring that up under new business.
Thank you. It has nothing to do with any type of extremism. Just common sense. You. All right. James Futrell, Madison County Board Member. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.